that sound means? That is story time with me, your girl, Diva. Now, before I get started, let me go ahead and put out this disclaimer that this episode does contain strong language and or sexual content. So listening discretion is strongly advised.
All right. So for today's story time, I'm going to take a step back in the time. Not too far back. I don't want y'all thinking I'm old. So back in, I had to say it was maybe what, 2008, 2009. I was a senior in high school. It had to be about the end of 08, start of 09, because it was winter, right? So it was cold outside. And for some reason, we kept having fire drills. Or somebody kept pulling the alarm. Whichever one it was, it happened so many times within the week that the one time I should have taken it seriously, I absolutely did not. So during the week, somebody kept pulling the alarm. We kept having to go outside. And of course, you know, when you hear the fire alarm, you're supposed to leave the building. You're not supposed to go get anything. Hell, not even a coat, which is why I remember this, because we had to go outside in the cold with no coats on. So one day, the alarm is going off. And it's going off in the middle of classroom switches. Look, it's been a minute, okay? Going to your next class. It was in between that. So the bell had already rang. We were ready to go to our next class, basically. So everybody was in the hallway, pretty much, when the fire alarm started to go off. So I hit her alarm. I put on my headphones to drown out the sound. Like, okay, yeah, it's gone off, whatever. So I casually just walk to my locker. If y'all know me from high school, Sashay Shantae, all the way to my locker. And I'm at my locker, switching out, you know, books, notebooks, whatever, for my next class. And one of my friends, she walked up to me and she was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm getting my books for my next class." And she was like, "The fire alarm is going off. We got to get out." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay. I believe it when I see it." And she like, "But the alarms is going off." And I'm like, "They've been going off all week. So if it ain't a real fire, I'm going to take my time." And she's like, "Okay." So she goes off down the hallway. She walking out the building. So I'm like, "All right, since I got to leave." And I'm still taking my time, putting my books back into my locker. No sense in taking books, right? Because I'm getting ready to go outside anyway. So I made sure I grabbed my coat. Put on my coat. And I still was taking my time to close my locker back. All right, lock it up. Head to the nearest exit, whatever. And I'm just slowly walking out the door. And then when I get outside, you know, you have all the students or whatever congregating with each other because it was absolutely no order. Because like I said, the fire alarm went off in the middle of us changing classes. So nobody was really with a teacher. So I don't even know how they took attendance or count, you know, how they're supposed to do. Let me put my air quotes around that when we got outside. And so, you know, you had the kids standing around and everything like that. I, of course, ended up standing near the Doughboy Cash Out group as they were outside rapping and stuff. They were honestly just rapping to keep warm because I'm telling y'all, it was cold. But I was sitting there chilling with my coat on. But shortly after I got outside, I saw all the fire trucks and a couple of EMS trucks in front of the school. And I see smoke. And I was like, "Oh, shit." It was a real fire. But I'm telling this story to say, look, you got to run me my proof. You know what I'm saying? You could tell me that the sky is blue and the grass is green. If I ain't been outside in a week, I'm going to be like, you got to run me my proof. So, yeah, okay, fire alarms going off. All the people is, you know, getting out the building. Okay, whatever. Unless you actually showed me flames, then I would have ran up out of here. But because I didn't see any flames or any smoke, which I know that's not a reason to stay in the building when the fire alarm is going off. Yeah. Of course, I know that now. But back then, it was like, I'm going to take my time. And I'm so glad that I did, in a sense, because like I said, it was in the middle of winter. And y'all know how cold it gets in Michigan during the wintertime. So I was out there comfortable with my coat on. There were a lot of kids out there that did not have their coats on, but I had mine. So I say all that to say, I'm one of those prove it to me first, then I move people. So run me my proof and then I'll move. Until then, don't waste my time. Don't try to convince me, because I am not easy to convince. You can ask anybody who knows me. And now you know me because I'm your girl. But anyway, that's the end of this story, and I hope you enjoyed it.
All right, so that concludes this story time, which I hope you enjoyed. Thank you so very much for listening. If you want to follow your girl on the gram, it is at my girl Diva, because I am your girl Diva. And of course, you can check out my website, mygirldiva.com. There will be more story times coming in the future, along with more of my poetry and short stories, either read by yours truly and or by some of my special guests. As always, stay divalicious. Bye, y'all.